We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. I do my intro. Welcome to another episode of Oh, I Watch. There's balloons. Oh my God, I haven't taken my medicine. Welcome to another episode of Why Won't You Take Me? A podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though if you shit in my eye, I will scoop it out and say, I love you. My guest today, ooh, he's a stylist. We went to Italy together. Ooh. We had a great time. It's Taylor O'Brien.
Hey.
Hi, Taylor. How are you?
I'm great. I have coffee, and really, there's nothing better than that.
I mean, I love some coffee. I got some cold brew. You've got cold brew nitro.
Nitro cold brew. It's smoother.
It is.
And it has much more of a kick. And hey.
And it's foamy.
It's foamy at the top. It's like beer, except you get really hyper rather than really drunk.
Uh-huh.
And it has the head on top, which
I love head.
That's right. Exactly.
Boy, Taylor, this is your first full episode of a podcast.
This is my official first podcast. I'm very excited, very honored. I've called into our friend, our mutual friend, Mateo Lane's podcast. I talked about, he called me to ask me about how drag queens tuck.
Oh.
So I equated it to basically like doing origami with your junk and then smashing it like a pancake. And then like, and then basically just like throwing a bunch of padding over it.
That's so funny that he wouldn't know how you tuck. You just, you smush it up.
You just smush it
up. Smush it up and tape it up.
That's it.
I love a tuck with clear tape because you just see all the weird folds of everything. Uh-huh. It's very funny
fun
to
fact,
me.
Fun fact, season 8 finale of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes.
When they were doing the like, the video where they react to who wins. I was there with Bob the drag queen and Naomi's tuck popped. So I had the honor of helping put it back in place. And it was the clear tape.
Oh.
And a nightmare. No.
That's Taylor, you are not single.
No.
But were you ever on the apps?
I mean, to say I wasn't on the apps would be a lie.
Okay.
I've done the apps, but it was always like in a time of desperation or like I'd stayed out too long. I had a little too much to drink. And I was like, let's see what there is mm-hmm. out there in the world. And it was always the same four people that was like, do you want to party? And I was just like, you know, I'm going to pass. I'm going to pass uh-huh. on that. But I did never use the apps as like a formidable way
to
get a relationship going.
Mm.
Yeah, no. I'm
very lucky.
Am I?
Yes.
I just never... I'm just like somebody who likes the personal interaction, mm-hmm. the chemistry, the like... Because there are plenty of people that I'm sure like if I saw a picture of, I'd be like, mm-hmm. you're attractive. And then you meet them and you're like, you're awful. I don't yeah. want anything to do with you.
That's why the apps are so tricky because I try very hard not to like have like a full-blown converse, like, you know, like days and days and weeks of talking right. to somebody because then you make up who they are in your head.
Totally.
And then you meet them and you're like, oh, you are literally nothing like I thought. Yeah. It's like when they say, don't meet your heroes. Not that these men are like my heroes, but like,
right.
you know, you meet your favorite actress and she like smacks you in the face and calls you a smurf.
Absolutely. And- are you speaking from personal experience?
Yeah. I loved Meryl Streep and I met her and she said, ugh. Smacked me right in the face and said, you little smart. Imagine.
Yes.
It would be very funny. I would love for Meryl Streep to call me a smart Absolutely. And hit me.
Just anything, Meryl Streep, just slap me, mm-hmm. please.
Meryl, if you're listening, hit me. I like to be
call
hurt.
Me a smurf.
But how did you meet your boyfriend? You met him in person.
We met in person. It's a fun story.
Tell me.
So it's so like, I feel like when I tell the story, it's so like gushy and mm-hmm. like, meh, people are like, okay. But it's my truth.
it's my truth.
So we met actually at RuPaul's Drag Con.
Mm-hmm.
It was April 28th. And we
were... Oh, I love that you
remember the date. Yeah, oh, yeah. It stuck out. So I was there with our friends, Bob the Drag mm-hmm. Queen and Mateo Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Mateo and I were like selling merch, which meant we were just like cruising and looking for men to date. And so all of a sudden I look over and I see this very handsome man looking back at me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, is this guy looking at me? And so I'm like, you know, doing the whole thing where you like turn mm-hmm. and look around. Like maybe he's looking at the poster behind me. And then I keep looking back and I'm like, I think he's looking at me. So then I go to Mateo and I'm like, Mateo, is this guy looking at me? And he's like, yeah, he is. I'm like, okay, well, now what? He's like, go talk to him. I'm like, I can't. I can't do that. Like, I can't. He was like with friends.
Mm-hmm.
And like, how awkward would it be to like walk over and say, excuse me, can I talk to only you? Like, can
I
all
have
of
zero interest in you
Absolutely.
People.
Absolutely.
This one I like.
Exactly. So I was like, I can't do that. I just can't mm-hmm. do that. So like, I go and do something, turn around, and he's gone. And I'm like, well,
missed it.
That's it. And so Mateo literally stands on a chair mm-hmm. in the middle of the convention center in LA and like looks over the crowd looking for him, turns around and said, yeah, girl, he's gone. I was like, oh, shit. Okay, well, oh, well. So we go about our day. We do the rest of Drag Con for the day. We're leaving. And on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
there's like that side folder, the requests for people that,
yes, that
you don't follow
mm-hmm.
or whatever. So there was like a request and I open it and I see it's him.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, this message says something along the lines of, I hope this doesn't come off as creepy. I hope it's, my intention is that this is sweet, but I can't stop thinking about you. And I would love to meet you. And I, when I tell you, I fell out. I was like, Mateo, boom, like on the floor, dip, full dip onto the ground. And I was like, it's him. And he's like, well, write him back. First of all, calm down
mm-hmm.
and then write him back. So I was like, what do I say? What do I say? Of course, it becomes like a whole like workshop. Thing. We need a writer's room. Let's sit down. I don't know what to do.
You're in the rewrite room. Yeah, you're like, this isn't good enough.
Exactly. So why do we make that so important? Like the words we say via like phones and texting and messaging, it becomes such a like mind fuck.
Because you don't want to say something and then have them read it the wrong way.
Right.
And then you want it to be perfect so all of your intentions are clear. Honestly, I don't know because I've never gotten a text and been like, I can't believe that's how it's written.
Right.
You know?
Nobody on the receiving end is thinking like, what a fucking idiot. Yeah. Unless it just says K.
Yeah.
Or a thumbs up.
Uh-huh.
You're like, okay, this bitch.
I just did that to someone today. They asked me if like Saturday was a good day to hang out, and I was like, thumbs up. And then I keep thinking about it. They may be fine with it, but I'm like, uh-oh.
Are they going to take this the wrong way?
I should like say something else. So then I started typing something else, and then I was like, no. And then I started typing, and I was like, but what if they're looking at it and
then they just see the dot, 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 dot.
And then it goes away. So I've just left it.
My favorite GIF.
I say GIF because GIF is peanut butter.
Great. I'm going to take that forever and use it. So GIF, my favorite GIF to send is those dot, dot, dots. It exists. And
Taylor,
so
that's evil.
Evil. And people are like, what the fuck are they going to say?
That's
can we say fuck?
Terrible. You can say fuck.
Okay.
You can say anything
it's
you
really
want.
Awful.
That's the worst.
It's hilarious, though.
It's so mean.
Yeah. When did a thumbs up, though, in our society become like a negative? Like, this bitch. It used to be such a like, thumbs up.
Yeah,
you did
good
great.
Job. And now it's like, cool, dude. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Sure, Jan.
Yeah. Okay, so you wrote him back, finally.
Mateo and I write him back. And I'm like, yeah, I would love to meet you. Just keep it cool. Like, don't seem desperate. Meanwhile, I'm literally on the ground. So we start writing each other, trying to figure out, like, I was only in LA. I was still living in New York. So I was only in LA until Monday.
Okay. This was and this Saturday.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This was Saturday. So we are writing back and forth, and then we decide to take it to the next level, which is let's exchange phone numbers. Take it out of the gram.
Yes.
Exchange phone numbers.
Okay.
So he sends me his phone number, and it's a 512 area code. 512 area code is Austin, Texas. I'm also a 512 area code. So I was like, wait a minute. Are you from Austin? And he said, yes. And I said, me too. It was like a whole other level of like, what? This is crazy. Like, this is just like crazy that we're from the same place. So he grew up literally like 20 minutes away from where I grew up in Austin. Anyway, so we are texting and we decide we're going to meet up the next day. After DragCon. So I do DragCon the whole next day. We meet up that night. And I tell Mateo, like, you have to come with me. Because even though this guy is, like, super attractive and, like, I'm into it. What if he's crazy? Jeffrey Dahmer. I
would
have gone home with Jeffrey Dahmer.
Would he was. You?
Oh, my God. Have you seen him?
Yes. I don't think he's that hot.
Oh, I think for, like, what decade was he? The
80s? The 70s?
70s, whatever. Those, like, glasses with the bar across the top.
Okay.
At that time, that was
hot. That was hot. That was sexy. Honestly, I love that I'm like, Jeffrey Dahmer, never. But, like, I'm so desperate, I absolutely would go home with him. And I'd be like, yes, daddy, chop me up as
chop
he's
me
chopping
up,
me
put
up.
Put acid in my brain.
Yes, daddy, hurt me.
Yeah. Exactly. So you just never know. So I brought Mateo as a reinforcement. And we meet at Alex, that's my boyfriend's name. He suggests that we go to Trunks in WeHo.
Trunks?
Exactly.
I've never been to Trunks.
And you never should. I walked in with Mateo, looked around, and was like, we're not staying here. So we leave. It's just like, sorry, Trunks, but it's a mess of a place. It's that place where, like, it's super fun, like when you're already wasted.
Yeah.
And you just need a good time with your friends.
It's like the last stop of the night.
It's dark. It smells weird. Mm. It doesn't matter when you're drunk, though. So, like, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
But not when you're meeting somebody for the first time.
Sure.
That's so funny.
It's just a place called Trunks, which is dirty and dark.
Yeah.
He's like, I know, just the place.
We're really setting the bar low.
Which is so funny because I know Alex and he's like so kind and sweet and doesn't seem like he would like a place like that.
Yeah, exactly. He's got a dark side. He's got secrets. Yes. So I left and decided to go to a much more classy establishment, Flaming Saddles.
Okay. I fucking love Flaming Saddles.
I do too, especially in WeHo. I mean, there's just so much to... You can go by yourself and have a great time.
Yep.
I love a bar where you can go by yourself and have a great time. I mean, there's people...
make a ton of friends.
Swinging around.
Uh-huh. They've got poles.
Levels.
It's great.
Food.
They have food?
They have food.
I don't think I've ever eaten there.
It's great. They have tater tots.
I have tater tots in my freezer currently.
I love a tater tot.
I need to make them.
Yeah.
Maybe today?
Yes. Yes. That's a good idea.
Okay.
So anyway, we go to Flaming Saddles. Alex comes. We're talking. And I was like, you know what? The bar isn't like the place that I want to be to like talk to you. So let's go somewhere. So we walk down the street to a diner. Mateo comes along. And halfway through, like, our diner experience, Mateo looks at me and is like, I think I should go. Like, I think this is good, right? And I was like, I think so. Yeah, you should go. So Alex and I, we only had a limited amount of time to, like, get to know each other. So we go home. And we, you know.
Anyone. Have a good time.
A good old time, girl.
He finds out that Aurea.
Yes. So I lived up to my name. So it's awful. Oh, sorry, Mom. She's like scratching her head, shaking it. Anyway, I stay over and it was like, I don't know. There was like a whole different feeling to like being with this person because like we've all had a hookup. We've all had a thing and it is what it is. Like you hook up and you say thanks and you
goodbye.
Give a thumbs up and you leave.
If I fucked somebody and they just looked at me and gave me a thumbs up, I would literally walk into traffic.
Have you given like a high five?
No, but once I had a guy go, thank you. And I was like, you're welcome?
Okay, I hooked up with a French dude once in Chicago. Afterwards, he was like, I don't like Americans. And I was like, you just did. You can't say that.
That is... so rude. Wow. What a way to live up to like the stereotype of French people being fucking rude.
Yes.
I don't like Americans.
I was like, really?
Okay. Well, you just liked one.
Yeah.
How rude.
So anyway, we wake up and we're like, okay, what's next? Because I had to be at my Airbnb by noon. It's like 8 o'clock in the morning. And so Alex decides to text work and say, or email work, whatever, and say he has car trouble and he can't come in. So he was just really under my hood. So we decide to go to a diner. Mm-hmm. We love a diner.
Love diners.
Diners are so good.
There are no good diners in L.A.
I will say that that is not true.
Oh.
I love Mel's drive-in. I don't think it's a drive-in, but.
I'm like Melrose? No. On Highland?
There's just built a new, it's on Highland, but they just built a new one in Santa Monica. Oh. Totally different side of the world for you.
Truly.
But.
I have to take a plane to get there.
It is so good.
All right. I'll try Mel's. I've never been.
They even have the Arnold Schwarzenegger menu.
What?
Which is plant-based.
Why is Arnold Schwarzenegger a
it's
vegan?
Like, yeah, I think he's like flexitarian.
Flexitarian? What's that?
It's like where you eat meat sometimes.
Oh my God, I've never heard of that.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
I'll be a flexitarian. It's oh, good. P.S. Remember, yes. I was like, I'm going to go vegan.
Yes, how's it going?
Not great.
It's not.
I truly ate like a bone yesterday. Like I had a big fucking steak. I was like gnawing on it. And then I gave it to my dog, Charlie, when I was done. So, like, me and my dog shared a bone last night.
Charlie was like, there's nothing left.
He was like, bitch, you can't just give me a bone. There was a little bit of meat left on it.
Well, it's fine. You could be a flexitarian.
Okay, I'll be a flexitarian.
Just, like, no meat Mondays, and then call yourself a flexitarian, and you're good.
Great.
So, yes, Arnold Schwarzenegger has this menu, and some of the proceeds go to, like, like
to
helping
like bodybuilders in need.
Well, it's more for like activity for children. He's all about being active, I guess.
Like Michelle Obama.
Like Michelle.
Get active and have a garden.
I know. I love that woman.
I recently just saw a picture of Barack Obama and his butt looks so juicy.
With those skinny pants and the rolled up.
Yes, and some sneaks. I was like, you can get it.
Oh my God.
Tati president.
Like that is what a president like should be always.
I think so too. Instead, we've got this like fucking...
Okay, did you see
his
tweet the other day? Just like getting a little exercise
and it was
in.
Golfing.
Golfing. I said, first of all, you could. I tweeted back and I said, honey, you need more than a little. And you've been golfing so much that if this is your form of exercise, you need to step up your game because it's not working. I didn't get a response.
No.
I don't know why. It was sound advice.
I mean, honestly, I would love it if the president responded to you. But honestly, that's not so far out of the realm of possibilities. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, 100%.
He retweeted a cast member from 90 Day Fiancé. I was like, what is the world we're living in? Also, he's a foreign person. It's. I was like, what is happening?
He loves reality TV.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, do you...
Can I say...
Of course.
When it was Donald Trump...
Mm-hmm.
Before he was the president and before he was even running for president, I enjoyed his TV. He was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
He gave us some gems.
Yes.
NeNe Leakes
on
The Apprentice.
I never watched The Apprentice.
Oh my God. She was amazing.
Uh-huh.
It was great TV.
I mean, NeNe Leakes is truly incredible.
She's
also one of the biggest ladies I've ever met.
I love her. I have never met her.
Very briefly. And she was like in heels. And bitch is already like 6 foot tall.
Yeah, she's massive.
She's like majestic. She's
And wasn't
she's
a stripper? Imagine her on a pole.
Yeah, she would have to do zero tricks. She like touches the ceiling. <She's>
like, watch
all she does
me.
Is descend.
She literally raises the roof. She just reaches up.
Do you think Raise the Roof was just a real tall person dancing and then like moved roof tiles?
Guys, we're going to have to raise this roof.
Oh man, Becky's here. You got to raise the roof. Have you seen that Netflix movie, Tall Girl?
No.
It's just a movie about the trials and tribulations of some big bitch. And she's not even that tall.
Yeah. Was there some backlash on that?
Yes, because everyone was like, bitch, you're
if
fine.
Your problem is being tall.
Like, go take a nap.
Yeah, good for you.
Everyone's like, oh, you're so big.
Yeah, you're so tall.
You're fucking tall. Okay, so you went to a diner.
So we go to a diner. It's
Wait,
8 in the morning.
Before we continue the story, we have to take a break.
Great.
Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and expensive overhaul. Dressy stuff, trendy going out clothes, casual tops and premium jeans, sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. For just $98 a month, you get a choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, fast, free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, plus the option to buy what you love. I like Nuuly a lot because sometimes I don't want to like own a sparkly thing because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it more than once. Also, I have a ton of sparkly things. And Nuuly is very good at like having a sparkly thing that I'll wear once and then I can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now you get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DATEME20. Just go to Nuuly.com, Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code DATEME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with two U's with code DATEME20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DateMe today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DateMe. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at Babbel.com/DateMe. Get up to 60% off at Babbel.com/DateMe. Spelled Babbel.com/DateMe. Rules and restrictions may apply. Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. And we're back!
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you go to a diner.
So we go to a diner, Ray's Diner.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a cute place on Pico in Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm. You love Santa Monica.
I do. I'm a West Side Fly Guy, as one of my friends would say.
I never see you.
I know, exactly. It's so sad. So we go to Ray's. It was amazing. We had the good old, like, lumberjack, whatever.
Is that, like, an egg, bacon?
All the meats. Every
sausage,
breakfast meat. Ham.
Ham.
Yeah.
Breakfast ham?
breakfast ham is so good.
I don't know if I've ever had ham at breakfast.
They just throw it on the skillet and that's it.
When I was little, I used to love ham and pound cake together.
Ooh, pound
salty
cake.
And sweet. And sometimes a dollop of ice cream.
Oh,
I was
wow,
always meant to be
amazing,
fat.
Amazing, though. Always. It sounds amazing.
It was really good. It was really good.
So then we just couldn't get enough of each other, really. So we knew that the time was running out. And so he said, what do you want to do? We just have like a few hours. And he said, have you ever been to Malibu? And I said, no. So he goes, let's just like drive to Malibu. So we get in his car, we drive, and he plays music. And literally, it sounds corny, but every red light, we just couldn't stop kissing. And
you're like an indie movie.
I know, but it was just so like, I don't know. It was like amazing. We were just like holding hands, listening to music, driving down the PCH. There's like the ocean. I had never been. It was like so fantastical and beautiful. And it was just like so much. I don't know. It felt like in a movie, we really would have just like been holding hands. There would have been like stars behind us and we would have just been spinning in circles. And it would have been like that Steadicam where like you see this the stars moving behind you, but you are
or like
focus.
In Titanic when they go to where the,
yes, the poor people
are and they're dancing.
The steerage.
And she's like, ah!
Like that, but with stars in the ocean. So then it's like time's up and we gotta we gotta go. It was like the hardest goodbye ever. And we, mind you, we'd only been together for like 12 hours. So I had to go. I get on a plane. I was riding on the plane with my dear friend Gina Guerin. And we're sitting next to each other. And I sit down next to her. And I was like, Gina, I'm pretty sure I met my husband. And she was like, sure, girl. Like, she's no like amateur when it comes to like the gays. And you know, the gays can fall in love at the drop of a hat. So she's like, sure, girl. Okay, great. So that's it's Monday now. I fly back to New York. I'm back on Fire Island where I was working. And Tuesday rolls around. And Alex like texts me. And he texts me something I think we all like hope to hear from somebody. And it was him saying, I want to do this and I want to take a chance. And for somebody like who I've dated, I would call myself a serial monogamist in the past. And then I like took a like concerted effort and a break from dating where I was like, I'm going to be single and I'm going to date myself and just like focus on my friends.
Some self-care.
Yeah, exactly. And so I was in the midst of this self-care and I meet this person and then he says like, I want to take a chance on you. And it was like the things that I was also feeling but also very scared to say because you don't want to say those things and then be turned down.
Oh, no, that's a nightmare. To be like, I like you and I want to do this. And then have someone go, oh, actually,
I'm not sure.
Or like, maybe we should
move
slower.
Or just like a thumbs up.
Oh, God.
Just like, ding.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Also, what a chance to text somebody that I would be. And like, there's no way for him to see you in person to tell you.
Right.
So, yeah, that's like a vulnerability that like, I don't think I have.
Right. Exactly. And same. I didn't think I did either. But it just sort of like allowed me to also like step into the safety of that. Like there's safety in somebody taking a chance that allows you to also meet them and take a chance. And so it was just like us saying like, we're going to give this a shot. And the flip side to that was like, we also listed out our fears around it.
Wait, you did?
Absolutely. Because here we are. We've met for 12
hours.
For
a day, yeah.
By this time, we've been talking for a good 48 hours. Nonstop, mind you. And we've said, like, we're going to take a chance. And the fears around that were like, what if it doesn't work? What if I find out I don't like you? What if you find out you don't like me? We live in separate cities. And you know, there's just like a lot riding on that. Like, how do you make that work? Mm-hmm. Somebody's got to make the move.
Yeah, someone has to move across the country for someone that you've met for 12 hours.
Correct. And it was what it was as well for me, where I was at in life. I'd made decisions to take steps to do things for myself rather than just walk around the world aimlessly. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm going to like be single. I'm going to focus on cleaning my act up and eating healthy and stopping doing very unhealthy things. And so I had been coming out here for work. I had a gig that was taking me out here sometimes to LA from New York. And there was a quote that I heard from RuPaul. I love Ru. Mm-hmm. I love you, Ru, if you're listening. She's not. It's okay. There's a chance. There's always
RuPaul
a chance.
Very busy.
Yeah, she's so busy working all the time. But his quote is, you have to listen to the universe's stage directions. And there was a lot of pull for me to come here. And then all of a sudden I meet somebody who was willing to take a chance on me. And it was like that last straw that was like, girl.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Why not?
The universe wants you in LA.
Why the fuck not? And so I said, you know what? I'm doing it. Like, I'm doing it. I have been talking about making this move. I'd lived in New York for 10 years. It felt like a cap on everything that I was doing. And I just said, yes. Like, we're going to do this. So it meant like moving across the country, moving everything, like putting things into boxes. But it was like this, such a like cleansing, refreshing thing where I got to like physically throw the past away of things that weren't benefiting me for my present or future. And that can look like literal like nasty pillows that I don't need anymore. Like, that sounds stupid, but like.
No, I fully get that because it's not like a metaphor. It's like you literally were throwing things away that you didn't need and then only taking the things you needed to go on this new journey.
Absolutely.
So like.
Clothes. Like clothing that. Clothing. I'm a stylist. So clothing can be very like, it's your identity. But I literally was like, I don't want. I want to start fresh. I'm going to throw these things out and like start over. And it was such an amazing, cathartic thing. And I think is what also allowed Alex and I to have such a like a real shot at a relationship, because we both talked about not wanting to bring past into
like fully just leaving baggage at the door.
Yeah, which can be very hard. And now that we're 3 years into our relationship, it's like I have to sometimes remind myself, like, am I bringing past trauma into the present? Because that's so fucking unfair.
Yes.
So,
and it's a hard thing to understand that that's what's happening when you're like upset with somebody and you're like, oh, I'm not actually upset with you. I'm bringing past trauma to this situation that has nothing to do with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
absolutely
a very good thing to talk about.
Yeah, and I think relationships can bring that out in you, certainly. And I think that relationships work best when you're working on yourself. And it's been such a, like, refreshing. I love him and I love being with him because we are so, like, supportive of each other. And he's so supportive of, like, my crazy artistic ways. And it's like, if there's ever a time where it's like, hey, I need to like take a chance on this job or take a chance on this gig or take a chance, it's like, yes, because what will it lead to? There's never that like, well, what if it doesn't work and what if we are struggling? It's sort of like, go do it. Go do it. It's such an amazing, powerful relationship to be in. Because there's also this side of me that's like the idea of a relationship for me was never like to complete each other. It was never like I have a missing piece and I need to find it. It was that I want to be two strong pillars holding up a foundation together so that you're like your own strong entity And that's how you then build the house mm-hmm. on your foundation. Does that even make sense?
It does make sense. I like to think of it as I'm looking for someone to be my feature wall in my room.
Yes.
Like someone to be the wallpaper.
That's so funny. So today when I get home, I literally left and I was like, babe, today we're picking out wallpaper. So get ready. So this metaphor, were you at her house?
Yeah.
Have you been watching?
I was literally under your bed this morning going, I'm going to see you later. What kind of wallpaper are you picking out?
You know, I just want something very intricate and crazy. Our motif is like mid-century modern meets Palm Springs meets Southwest Texas.
Airlines? I might have wallpaper that you might like.
Oh, really?
Because I bought wallpaper and then hated it. And then tried to...
So you want to give it to me?
Well, it didn't... it's not my aesthetic.
Right.
Like, I thought I was going to do, like, subdued colors. Subdued. Yeah, but then I was like, no. I need bright fucking colors.
Yeah.
I'll show it to you when we're done.
Work. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, when you moved to LA, did you guys immediately move in together?
So, yes. We.
Oh, how wild.
One weekend, so we would fly back and forth. Mm-hmm. Like, he would come to New York, and then 2 weeks later, I would come to L.A. Mm-hmm. So, like, once a month, I was flying to L.A. Mm-hmm. during our six-month period.
Oh, you were long distance for 6 months. Oh, that yes. I didn't know. Okay. Yeah.
And he would once a month come to New York. Mm-hmm. We went 29 days was the longest we went without seeing each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's so, like, we would literally count down the days. It's so, like...
That's such a treat. That is so fucking cute.
Is it? It's a little, like, bleh. But
no,
it's
I
cute, I guess.
Like it. Like, watching you together is nice because you guys are so kind to one another and, like, conscientious of, like... It's, like, small things. So, like, when Alex drove us to Aurizia, or whatever. When we got there, you were like, thank you for driving. He's like, oh, no problem. And then when we got back, you're like, thank you for driving. Like, it was just, and it seems like a very small, stupid throwaway thing.
Right.
But like, you were just telling him that you appreciated that he did something.
Yeah.
And then for me, like, watching, it was just like, I don't know, it just happened twice. And I was like, that is kind. And I feel like you're both so kind to one another all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, it's nice to see.
He's amazing. I get that back from him. Mm-hmm. And so it's very easy to, like, do that for him mm-hmm. as well. It's I like that I'm with somebody who I really enjoy being around mm-hmm. and can treat like I treat my best friends. Mm-hmm. Like, I try to be gracious and show gratitude across the board. And that shouldn't stop with my boyfriend. And I feel mm-hmm. like a lot of times we can get into relationships and you're around each other so much that you start to see the things that just get on your mm-hmm. nerves. And sure, there are things that get on our nerves about each other. But at the end of the day, we love each other and want mm-hmm. to communicate that. Like, we do have that rule. It's not a rule because we like to do it. But, like, we say goodnight and I love mm-hmm. you before we go to bed. And I think that's something that's, like, nice and sweet mm-hmm. and, like, sounds corny, but it works.
It's nice. It's nice to, because you're acknowledging the other person. You're like, all right, well, good night. I love you. I think that's, I mean, I do it with my roommate. Like, I like to just, like, be like, we said something nice to each other before bedtime.
Absolutely.
So then we can go sleep and wake up and, you know.
Yeah, it's just, it's nice and it does feel good.
Mm-hmm.
I also like to take note on what makes me feel good when somebody else does something.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it makes me feel good, well, then I can return that, you know, then I know that that works. Mm-hmm. So I can also say thank you as well.
Whenever a man does something nice for me, I find it really hard to be like, thank you, because I get in my head and I'm like, that was so nice. I can't believe that was a nice thing that just happened to me. And so then I just, like, am silent and I'm a little weirdo.
Yeah, no, but I think it's better to, like, communicate those things of, like, even that, like, giddiness and that awkwardness, like, just say, like, I'm sorry, I'm so awkward, mm-hmm. but thank you. And it's cute. Like, if somebody does that for me, it's like, aw, you're acknowledging my efforts, and mm-hmm. that's incredible, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But so yes, I flew out here and we went apartment shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Because it also, like, it was a very interesting coincidental thing. His roommate that he was living with in LA got a job in New York.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And so they had to move to New York mm-hmm. at the same time I was moving here. So it was like, I'm telling you, it was the universe. Like, it yeah, just like,
truly
it was
everything
so strange.
Aligned.
And so he had to get a new place. I was moving here. So I was like, well, let's get a new place together.
Mm-hmm.
So one weekend I came, we rode bikes around Santa Monica.
My God, this is disgusting.
See, I told you.
Ugh.
And we found a place to live.
I mean,
it's really quite.
You're yeah. in a movie.
Yeah, it's sometimes
so
it does feel
fucking
like
fucking cute. I can't even.
Yeah. So, and this was another thing that we talked about. It was like, okay, let's find a place that will suffice,
mm-hmm.
won't break the bank, and because there's a chance that this won't work.
Mm-hmm.
And neither of us should be put out by that.
Yeah, again, like, it's so kind. That's kindness. It's
right.
To be like, this might not work out. And if one of us moves out, I don't want you to like go into debt trying to pay rent
right.
or whatever.
Like, let's not make this so hard on mm-hmm. ourselves. Because I think what that did was allowed the growth to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were able to sort of like live in that and let the roots, you know, take root. Like, mm-hmm. There wasn't this added pressure to like really make it work because mm-hmm. we don't have an option. And if like we end up hating each other and we're stuck in this, it's mm-hmm. like nobody wants to be stuck. So let's like not make ourselves stuck.
I love it.
So we recently just moved mm-hmm. and we have this great new place that we love. And it was like we did what we wanted to do from the mm-hmm. beginning, but didn't do because we wanted to give ourselves a chance. Mm-hmm. And now we're doing all the things like decorate and choose wallpaper. And,
I love it.
You know, that's
wait,
fun.
Are you renting? Can you put wallpaper up in a rental?
Well, yes. Yeah, you can do whatever you want as long as you like fix it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
We are renting. We're not quite, that's the next step mm-hmm. to buy something. That's a lot. That's
well, especially
a lot.
On the west side. My God.
I know. But it's like.
That's a lot.
But it's so gorgeous and there's the beach.
It is nice that you're so close to the beach.
Yeah, it's great. I don't ever go.
Me
either. It's like a selling point, even to myself. I'm like, but I live next to the beach. I'm like, I haven't seen the beach in a year. I live down the block from it.
I never go. Like, the beach is 40 minutes away from me, and right. I never go.
Exactly. It's, what are we doing?
I don't know. Working too dang hard.
We work a lot. The hustle is real.
It truly is.
But it's got to be. Then you can enjoy the fruits of your mm-hmm. labors.
Yes.
Like, go to Italy.
Oh, take me fucking back.
I know.
Pasta is trash here.
Trash.
Ugh.
Bubble gut central.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I eat it. I'm like, ugh. But
yes,
in
Italy, I truly was like, I can eat 8 fucking
I
plates of this
great.
Shit and then just walk around.
It felt so good. We have to go back.
I want to go back so bad.
We have to.
Those
we
cobblestone
will.
Streets. This is the only thing I don't miss. It was so hard to walk on those fucking
yeah.
streets.
Thank God it wasn't raining.
Oh my God.
We
I
would
probably
would have
fallen down. just Nicole slipping and sliding through Italy. My favorite part of Italy was, I think it was the last day where this man kept calling me spicy.
Yes. He did call you spicy.
Ciao, spicy.
I love that you came, you met me. Told me about this, and I was like, okay. And then we walked back by him, and he said it again. And I was like, oh, who is this person?
It was so wild. That was, I don't know what I was doing.
You mean your favorite part wasn't on New Year's when the literal bombs were exploding in
it
the
was
piazza?
So wild. These people just had fireworks going off, like,
but there
two
were no
feet away from
fireworks.
Us.
It was like bombs.
Were they Roman
minus
candles?
The explosions. I don't know what it was. Well, they had the Roman candles.
Uh-huh.
And how fitting. We were in Rome.
We were in Rome.
But it was like taking
yeah,
those like little black cats that we have here
mm-hmm.
that we're so scared of times a billion.
Uh-huh.
It was like our brains were shaking.
It was so wild. And then leaving was so scary because I was like, what if we get hit? What if we die? What if we die at the piazza?
It was insane.
I loved it.
And also, then we went to our bodega.
We went to a bodega where they were playing the loudest music.
Loudest music. Nicole spotted it. It took us in, which was amazing. We were like, party mm-hmm. has started. Mm-hmm. She brought all these people in. She got in a fight with the bartender. It forced Mateo to translate. Uh-huh. He couldn't translate. All she wanted was ice.
I wanted ice and a vodka soda. But in Italy, soda means tonic water.
Gross.
Yuck.
Yeah.
I don't understand tonic. I think it's disgusting.
Yeah. So it's very gross. But then the best part to me about this bodega that we were partying in for New Year's
was the bathroom attendant.
Why was there a bathroom attendant?
In a bodega. I don't know. In the filthiest bathroom.
But he was so hidden. There were literally like four people, us, mm-hmm. and a bathroom attendant mm-hmm. with a tray of like tips.
Coins. Yes.
Tips.
And then you like had to give him a dollar every time he went to the bathroom. It was so wild.
And he hoarded the toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
It was so awkward. But you had to literally like scooch by him. Uh-huh. There was no room.
No room in that bathroom.
I'm like, I'm going to shit next to you. You just have to live with it.
It was so wild. In Costa Rica, the same thing happened. But the bathrooms were like outside. It was like truly porta potties. And there was a bathroom attendant holding the toilet paper, and you had to pay for toilet paper.
Oh,
and I was like, do you even work at this bar, or did you just take the toilet paper and decide that people were going to pay you for it?
Yes.
Talk about
the hustle.
Mm-hmm. The hustle is real.
Absolutely.
Overseas bathrooms.
Oh my God.
It's so funny. So before Alex, you were a serial monogamist.
I was for some time. I'd say from like my teenage years up until I was like 25,
mm-hmm.
26. And I would just date guys that I would meet and then be like, we're together now
mm-hmm.
for years. And I would stay with them for like 2 years at a mm-hmm. time. And it was always very unhealthy. Yes, there were some that were like super mm-hmm. unhealthy. But it was more so that I was just like too afraid to be alone.
Mm.
And I would just stay because it was like, well, this is where I'm at. So I'm not going to take any chances on myself. Mm-hmm. Who does that? And so I would stay. But then it just came to a point where it was like the noise of it all was so loud and I needed to like quiet it down. And that also for me personally came out in ways of like drinking too much or doing too mm-hmm. many drugs. And I had to like stop all of that. And that's when I really was given the advice to not date.
Uh-huh.
Because I was at a point where I was like, I had nothing to offer.
Mm-hmm.
Why would
I
be dating somebody?
Mm-hmm.
How unfair to them. So I was very much single for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And my friends were all like, you should be a hoe. Go hoe it up. And I thought, yes,
uh-huh.
I'm going to go be a hoe. Turns out I'm just not a hoe. Like, I'm just like, it doesn't do it for me. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Being a hoe is, I think, a little exhausting.
I would think.
You have to, like, get to know different people. Like, you have to talk to different people.
Yeah.
To, like, sleep with a bunch of people.
Also, like, the effort that goes behind hoeing, like.
Yes.
That's a lot of cleanup. I don't know. I just felt like I was thinking ahead of like,
uh-huh.
I'm a very clean, tidy person. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you're going to get in my life and mess it up. I don't know. I mm-hmm. don't want to clean up after you. So I just wouldn't do it. Like I just couldn't. And at that time too, I was so content with like my friends
mm-hmm.
that I was just like happy. Like I was like the happiest I'd ever uh-huh. been.
And then it's just like, why would I leave my friends to go be with this person I
yeah.
don't fucking know and
yes.
probably won't even like?
Absolutely. Like, there was a time where I was actually going out and being sober,
mm-hmm.
having the best time, being with my friends. Like, and your friends will tell you the truth, which mm-hmm. I love. And I learned so much about myself through that. And what it did too was like set me up because they always say like you attract who you are.
Mm.
And therefore, I was building myself up to attract the person that I wanted in my life. Mm-hmm. And I think I got lucky that I met Alex. But I also will say that I did a lot of work on myself up until the point of mm-hmm. meeting him. That if I had met him before then, it would have never worked. Mm-hmm. I would have not been ready. I would have not been able to accept the gift that the universe had given me. And I would have ruined it. I wouldn't have been ready. So it took a lot of self-reflection and mm-hmm. self-work to get to a point where I could accept having this amazing person in my life, you know? So, mm-hmm. yeah, it just, it was a great time to be single, to learn about myself with my friends.
You say you attract people. Wait, what did you say? You attract people that are like you?
You attract who you are at that time.
That makes so much sense. I'm thinking of like all of the dirtbags I've dated, and I'm like, oh yeah, because I was like kind of a dirtbag and a little messy.
Sure, exactly.
So they're like, yeah, you just attract messes.
Well, I live by quotes. I live by mm-hmm. quotes. There was an Oprah interview that she did that really also touched me, mm-hmm. where she said, you are responsible for the energy that you allow in your life. Mm. So there are people that come into your life that you meet that mm-hmm. you don't know who or how they will act. You don't know who they are or how they're going to act. Mm-hmm. Then they come into your life and they start acting a certain way, good or bad. They bring good energy or bad energy. Mm-hmm. That's on them. But it's on you to accept it and to allow it in your life. Mm-hmm. So once I was aware that, oh, if somebody's not fulfilling me or treating me the way that I want to be treated, mm-hmm. it is fully in my power and it is fully my responsibility to do something about it. Mm-hmm. So for instance, when there are people who I see who are in like fucked up relationships and they're like, I just can't get out of it. They're horrible. They're doing bad things mm-hmm. to me. Well, sure, that's on them. But honey, it's also on you because you're staying.
Yeah.
And you have to take responsibility for that. Mm-hmm. Like, what is your part in all of this? So when I heard that, it sort of just like flipped my brain into thinking like, what's my part in all of this? Mm-hmm. Who am I allowing into my life? What energy do I allow around me? And therefore I can like start like lining it up and seeing what's good and what's bad. Mm-hmm. So, you know, once meeting somebody like Alex and seeing like all this positive energy, it was like, oh, I can see that this is a positive thing and allow that and nurture it in my life. Mm-hmm. And the people who were bad, let them go. Let them go.
Goodbye. Yeah, I've had some instances where I was like, oh, this person is like not good to me and they make me feel bad. So then I tailor my time with them. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So like, I'm like, I don't want to cut you out of my life because I do like you on some level and you do bring good to me. But then I'm like, I will tailor how I hang out with you.
Absolutely. And that's a way to mm-hmm. do it. That's accepting the energy and then deciding what you want to mm-hmm. do with it. But it is ultimately up to us.
Yes.
Who we allow around us. We don't have to respond to everybody. We don't have to hang out with everybody. We don't have mm-hmm. to accept everybody's invitations. You can say no. Like, mm-hmm. there's so much power in that.
Liberating to realize.
There is.
You're like, I don't have to hang out with this fucking idiot. I don't have to go to your birthday party because you invited me. I don't like you. I'm not going.
Exactly. And that's okay. Like, that's okay. There's self-care and selfish. There's a fine line. Mm-hmm. But when you define it, it can be so liberating.
Mm-hmm. And then throwing up boundaries. I love throwing up boundaries.
Yeah.
Being like, I'll do this, but I will not do that.
Absolutely. You have to. You really do. And then the greatest thing and reward is that when somebody you meet also has those mm-hmm. values and you can nurture and grow together. And that can be friends or relationships or even family.
Yeah. Taylor, we've come to the end.
Oh.
Do you have anything you want to promote?
I don't promote. I mean, I would say I am a part of a really fantastic production right now called Fox Soul. It is a new platform it's a streaming platform, foxsoul.tv. You can download it on Apple TV or Amazon or whatever the things are. I'm the head of wardrobe, but really I'm so honored to be a part of it because it is a full Black production team, Black hosts, Black guests, and it's for the Black community. I am just like honored that I get to be there as an ally and help make people feel and look good and get out there and do the work for, you know, their community. And I think that's amazing. I wish more people would create platforms for specific demographics and say, you guys do what you want. Not, hey, this is what I think you guys need. And so let's produce that. I think it's amazing to allow the community to do what the community wants and does. So yeah, I'm just honored to be a part of that. And that's my full-time gig right now.
You're the best. So,
yeah.
Thank you, Taylor.
Thank you, Nicole. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming in. Well, if you like this episode of Oh, I Lost You, Date Me, you can subscribe. You can give me 5 stars on iTunes. You can write a review. If you send me something nasty, I will read it out loud. This is not nasty, but I loved this DM that someone sent me. It said, I just got pulled over while listening to your podcast. The officer asked me, is that Nicole Byer? I'm very certain that's the reason why I only got a warning. LOL. I'm writing this while driving.
Oh.
I very much deserve to get pulled over. Love the podcast.
Is this my boyfriend? Because I swear he can't put his phone down while he drives.
I try very hard to not text and drive. And sometimes it's so hard.
I had an officer literally yell at me for having my phone. I literally had my map and it was on my console. He screamed at me about it because you're supposed to have like a holder.
Really? Like your Uber driver?
Legally, you're supposed to. Oh. And so I got a holder because I wasn't going to be that girl. Got a holder. And I'll say it changed my life. I really love the holder.
Oh, maybe I'll get a holder. Wait, let me read a nasty one.
Yes.
So this one says, Nicole, if I were a man and if I didn't have a boyfriend, I would so spit on that puss, slither my tongue up in your organs, and merge our bodies together as one, a kiss and a heart.
Oh, wow. This person sober when they wrote that? I hope
so. Who knows? But, you know, that's amazing. This one's wild. I'll save that for the next episode.
Your fan mail is
It's very, awesome. Very wild, and I love it. Okay, bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.